Hello, it's a bit of a post-match show. We're on audio and video, and we're after Liverpool have beaten Bologna 2-0. I've got Neil Atkinson and Josh Sexton with me, and I'll start with you, Josh, because I've just watched the game with Neil, but we were on different floors. How was it upstairs?
It was more commentary from the actual commentator, saying that as if you're not actual commentators. You're obviously professionals in the game at this stage, but yeah, it was not nowhere near as enjoyable as a hot mic where John's dropping Carrier's jokes and all that kind of things going on in the background.
it was enjoyable all around, Neil. It was nice to see Virgil, it was nice to see, you know, goals from a couple of forward players, and yeah, I think Jürgen will be pleased with that first game of the two games he's arranged today.
Yeah, I mean, I really do hope there are some pressing questions for Jürgen on what he's arranged today and whether or not Bologna, those poor footballers who play for Bologna, doing about 58, the lad who has the goal disallowed must have been thinking, come on. I've just played 58 minutes here, can it just stand? Because I've scored against Liverpool. No. You've got to put up with all of this. So I am intrigued by what the plan is and what the thinking is behind it. I thought we played really well for the first 30 minutes. I thought Keita in particular was so bright again. And he does a couple of other things as the hour wears on. There's the terrible slice shot late in the game, and there's a ball that he just plays out of play. But when he was on it and when everything was pairing in that first 30 minutes, yet again, I just thought this is the footballer that we want him to be all the time. And I think it's difficult for him because he's almost so languid at times. You get the impression he's lacking a bit of intensity, a bit of certainty. I don't think he is. I think he's really on top of where he is, what he wants to do. Even the bad ball when he plays to Salah, when he finally sees him, he knows it's the wrong ball. I'm pleased. I've said three things that Naby Keita didn't do very well, and I yet thought he was the best player on the whole pitch, certainly for the first half an hour.
Yeah, we're having a hot Keita summer, Josh, and we're all invited. He's doing well. I think he's enjoying who he's playing with in that. I think he sort of clearly understands what his role is, and I think in the past maybe he's been the one to, you know, to drive forward. It's been like, you know, two sort of, you know, more solid midfielders. It's been like a spark from Naby. I think he's enjoying having Harvey Elliott doing slightly mad things and James Milner doing very sensible things. And he's sort of like the one in between.